back in the second inning, and White chopper up the middle. Joel Klein, the backhand at second. He'll throw to first, net the stretch, and out at first is White.
Nice advantage of having a tall first baseman, too, Randy. Look how far Aaron got out there to get that ball.
Exactly.
He saves at least a step.
4-6 on the putout of White. That was bang-bang over at first, and Josh Soiney steps into the batter's box. He's the DH today. Josh hit into a double play in his last at-bat, swings and misses at the breaking ball, 0-1. On the count to Soiney. Morgan's offering a little bit outside and 1-1. If you're coming to Painesville and want to watch some baseball, the park located over at the Painesville High School, Painesville Baseball Park. And Soiney bloops this one to center field. Carlson coming hard. Max makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Twins here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 3.5 innings, Farming 4. New London Spicer 1. More baseball to come in a minute on KSM Albany. Max Carlson leads it off for Farming here in the bottom of the fourth inning in the first pitch to Max. Strike called from Patrick Courtney, 0-1. As Carlson chases a high fastball, and 0-2 now to Max Carlson. Max 0-1 so far today. Tried to sacrifice bunt and bunted it back to the pitcher, Courtney. Fouled it out of play, and the count at 0-2. 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Another foul back by Carlson, and 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Patrick Courtney delivers, and Carlson down the right field line. This one's going to go over the fence, and Austin Rambo goes over the fence with it as he just about got a glove on it, Don.
Now all I get back in here. It was easy going over it.
And Jeff Mergen will hold it down for him, and Austin jumps over the cement. It was a lot easier doing the somersault over the fence. We had that a couple times last weekend, a couple of somersaults.
They somersaulted over the left field fence and come back in and jumped it like a deer back in again.
The Olympic judge did not give Austin a good score on that one, though. So the pitch two, Max Carlson, 1-2 now a ball. One ball, two strikes, and time called by Carlson. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Farming. 1 run, 3 hits, and no errors for New London Spicers. Both pitchers still in the ball game. Patrick Courtney delivers, and Carlson pops this one up to White at second. Wyatt grabs it for the first out.
Courtney needs a good inning here. He needs to get his offense back in the dugout quickly. Can't afford to give up any more runs here, I don't think so, Randy. And I think you can't wait for the next game here. You got to go after this one. It doesn't make any difference after this one where you get seated. Maybe to some it does, but still got to get this game.
Here's Cody Perret. Cody bounced into a fielder's choice in his first at-bat. First pitch, a ball inside, and Courtney's over the plate there on his second pitch in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Patrick Courtney delivers, and Perret chops it foul down the third baseline, and the count 1-2.
It's like St. Martin out there taking some batting practice.
One ball, two strikes.
They will be taking on the Richmond Royals here in our 1:30 or approximately that time of day.
Pitch missing outside, a ball, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And pitch missing outside again to Cody, and 3-2. Cody, the older brother of Taylor Foray, a couple years older than Taylor, and the pitch bouncing in the dirt, and Foray will walk with one out. And here comes Joel Klein to the plate. Joel 1-for-1 today. Face hit in his first at bat. Klein, boy, he's a ways off the plate down where he stands in that box. end. That pitch inside from Courtney, and Cody Perret is going to end up on second as it goes off of the mitt of Scott Rambo. That'll be a pass ball on Rambo.
I would think so. A very catchable ball. But he also got close to getting hit there against
him. He did. Yeah, and I mentioned where Klein is standing, Don, because if Courtney's coming inside
right
there,
you bet,
that's a long ways off the plate. And now Courtney misses outside a ball, 1-1.
I don't see him positioning himself much in the stretch any different on the rubber out there either. A lot of times you can move yourself left or move yourself or one way or the other on that rubber.
1-1, pitch a little high to Klein, and now 2. Or make it 2, or 3-0, 3-0, excuse me. 3-0 the count to Joel Klein. Courtney delivers, high. Whoa, they're saying a strike. Okay, 3-1.
Okay, ump.
Yeah.
It did look high, didn't it?
It did look high. 3 balls, 1 strike. After Courtney comes home, there's strike 2, and the count full 3-2.
Courtney working a little quicker pace here now, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think that might be to his benefit if he just picks
so
it up a little bit. 3-2 the count. Ray leads from second, and Cody's going to go as there's a ground ball to short. Colseth late coming up with it, throws to first, throws it away, actually does Rambo. Here's Klein going into second base. Oh. They're going to rule him out, but Cody Perret has scored. Yikes, there was a lot happening on that play. Oh, man. So Colset dove for the ball. Jake Rambo fielded it, and Rambo one-hopped it over to first.
Someone's got to be air on the shortstop, doesn't it?
I would think so. At least a throwing error that allowed Cody Perret to score.
I think so.
We'll see if they give Klein a hit. I have not seen a ruling yet. Klein will get a hit and then a throw on the Rambo air. Here's a foul tip of the plate by Mitchell Thielen. Nobody on for Farming, but they got a run in here in the fourth. They lead 5-1.
I don't know, Randy. Every run from here on out is huge for Farming right now. Just going to keep picking away at Courtney on the mound here.
Patrick Courtney delivers to Thielen high for a ball and 2-1.
I think the more runs you get for the Farming team here with Brad Mergen on the mound, the more comfortable he's going to get.
Mm-hmm. Thielen pops this one straight up. Scott Rambo has no idea where it is. Ben Colset calls out Patrick Courtney. He'll make the catch for the out right by the home plate circle, and that'll do it for Farming in the fourth. One run, one hit, one error. No one left on. We play 4, Farming 5, New London Spicer 1. More to come in a minute on KASM Albany. All right, we're back at Paynesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Jake Damhoff will lead it off for New London Spicer. And foul tips, a bunt attempt. And the count, 0-1. Well, it's 1 strike to count to Jake Damhoff. Jake, so far today, 1-for-1. He had a double in his first at-bat.
New London wants to get back in this ballgame. They're going to have to start chipping away at that 5-1 lead here and stop the bleeding by Farming. They pick up a run here and there. Brad Mergen's going to just keep getting tougher.
There's a swing by Damhoff to count 1 ball, 2 strikes now to Jake. 1-2, Mergen delivers, and Damhoff will follow it at the plate. The count stays 1-2. It's Region 15C baseball action here on KASM. And we'll follow quite a number of the teams that make it out of the region to the state tournament. So stay tuned for that coverage next Saturday. Here's a swing and a miss by Damhoff, and he is out on strikes. Kind of hard to believe you're doing regions and you're talking state tournament next weekend already. And that runs for 3 weekends. And then school, that's right, is banging at the plate. Andrew struck out on his first at-bat.
Well, we're going to go over the 3,000 mark, I'm sure, today of attendance. 2,700 so far. after last night, 27-something.
Bangin takes strike two, and there's strike three called as Andrew Bangin. Three straight pitches from Brad Mergen and all three strikes. For Mergen, he picks up his fourth strikeout of the day. Brad getting more and more comfortable on that mound now. Did not get his first strikeout until the third inning. Had one in the third, one in the fourth, and now two here in the fifth inning. 5-1, farming leading New London Spicer. Ben Kulces will follow it off his foot in the batter's box, and the count 0-1 to bench. Well, it's one strike.
I kind of see him getting a little tougher as the game goes on here, Andy.
I do, too. And especially, I bring it back, I talked to you a little earlier about this, but all of a sudden you got a lead, and you just become a little bit different pitcher pitching with a lead, and a fairly substantial lead. It's 5-1 right now.
Well, throw strikes. You work on throwing strikes, so you don't try nibbling the corners quite as bad, you know, but you throw that curveball, mix it in there a little bit less probably. And
two outs, pitch to Kulces. There's a ball.
Throw a bad one like that once in a while, and
maybe they'll swing
the hitters on it.
Yeah. One ball, one strike. Kulces, they'll take outside, and 2-1. We mentioned earlier, too, this is an elimination game, so one of these teams' seasons end today. Kulces will follow it to the backstop. The count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. St. Martin taking their batting practice right now. As Brad Mergen kicks and delivers, and Kulces will pull it back and out of play the count at 2-2. See, there's one red shirt just standing in that sea of blue over there, Don. Your son, Brent, drafted by the Martins.
Yeah, I believe he said this is the sixth time he's been drafted by St. Martin, I think.
Ground ball to Parade deep at short. Taylor picks it up across the diamond. 6-3 on the put out of Kulces, and that does it for the Twins in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 4.5. It's Farming 5 and New London Spicer 1. More to come in a minute here on KESM. Bottom of the fifth inning here at Painesville Baseball Park. Region Baseball brought to you by our great region sponsors, Central Minnesota Realty, Fire, Gas, and Grocery over in El Rosa, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer. Greenwald Insurance, Bonanza Valley Lumber of Burton, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Virgil's Big Arena and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, North American Insurance Agency, Whirlwind Steel Components, CHS of El Rosa, and Center Care Health of Painesville. Don Heinem, we got a new pitcher.
Yes, we do. Nathaniel Sawyer come in to pitch and gets off a leadoff base hit right up the middle here. By Taylor Foray.
Now Foray took the first pitch from Sawyer and drive right up the middle. So one hit for the Farming Flames. They lead 5-1, and now Brad Mergen comes to the plate. Brad 0-2 today.
Wait, Nathaniel, he threw the first game for New London, didn't he, in the regions?
Yes, he did. That was a 6-2 win over New Munich.
Yes, it was.
Oh, Mergen! Let's go with a bat, and that goes over
wow.
The first base dugout. And thank goodness there were no fans over there because it landed right below the sports deck.
Oh.
You could just hear that hit the cement below the sports deck. Mergen puts a little pine tar on it.
Shannon Umscheid, Ron Fuchs, and Brad Schoolin and a few other guys were wondering what in the heck is this coming.
Oh, that's the grounds crew hangout down there.
Yes, it is.
Like the grounds crew man cave. That bat went flying in the cave there. Foray takes his lead at first, and Mergen takes a strike on the outside corner at 0-2 to Brad Mergen. Well, it's two strikes. Dale Schrader going through some signs. Throw to first. And Taylor Foray back safely. Five to one, Farming with the lead. Bottom of the fifth inning, another throw by Sawyer, and back Safe again is Taylor Foray. Sawyer delivers, and Mergen follows that to the net. Count stays 0-2 to Brad Mergen.
Boy, a good healthy cut at that one Brad Mergen had.
0-2 today is Mergen, a ground ball to second, and then a pop-up to the shortstop. Throw to first, Foray back safe. Taylor gets another nice big lead. Mergen drives this to left field. Danielson back a few, and retreating makes the catch for the out.
Who's going to carry in left field? He'd get one up in that wind. Now it looks like the wind switched more to the northwest. It's more straight north before.
Well, coming in from right field a little bit.
Yes, it is. Feels good.
Craig Klein to the plate. Craig, 2-for-2 today.
Big blast. The third inning, 3-run double.
He's had good luck getting on base, but staying on base has been trouble for Craig today as he was caught stealing and cut down trying to stretch a double into a triple.
Getting the job done in between, though. Huh?
That's right. That's right. First pitch to Klein, a strike called in 0-1. Ball, it's one strike. Throw to first, in the back safely is Foray. I'm thinking they might start Foray here.
I got a feeling, too. Yes, I do.
Good feed. Klein, good man with the bat. Maybe hit and run here. Let's see. Foray goes. Nope. Straight steal. Throw to second. In time. And good throw by Scotty Rambo. They cut down Taylor Foray. That would have been a pitch to hit and run on, though. That was right over the middle.
Man, that was a good throw down to second base, wasn't it?
Yeah, there in plenty of time. And
Foray had a good jump, I thought.
I did, too. Big lead. So two more on the putout. Two outs for Farming, and Klein drives this to left field. Danielson going back and about 10 feet in front of the warning track, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Farming in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on base. Five complete, it's Farming 5 and New London Spicer 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. Top of the sixth inning, a 5-1 Farming lead. At the plate, Jake Rambo, and guess what, folks? Hit by a pitch. Number 30 in this regional tournament. For Brad Mergen, his second hit batter of the day. And it'll bring Scott Rambo to the plate. Jake on it first. Here's Scott Rambo. Scott 0-for-1 today, a walk in his last at bat. And the pitch going off of the glove of Chad Mergen, and on to second goes Jake Rambo. Top of the sixth inning, Rambo at the plate. No one ball, no strikes. Mergen taking his time, has the sign from his twin brother Chad. And the pitch a little bit low, gets off of Chad's glove again. And 2-0.
Get that a little moist inside that catcher's mitt so that ball sticks in there. You have to run a little water in it.
Balls, no strikes. Jake Rambo on at second. And pitch high, 3-0. You know, you hear that buzz in the crowd, and people start talking a little bit more, even though it's a 5-1 game. There's a strike called on the outside corner, 3-1. Boy, from our angle, that just looks it's so far outside, but again, we're not behind home plate. Three-one pitch. There's strike two and 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Jake Rambo takes his lead at second. And Morgan's pitch. Whoa, just missing outside, ball four. That looks like that 3-0 pitch, didn't it? Yeah, yeah. Bring Austin Rambo to the plate. Austin so far today, 1-for-2. That's out of the cleanup spot. Nobody out here in the sixth for the Twins. They got Rambo swinging away here. I would imagine so, because Rambo drives this to right field. Craig Klein, just about right at him, makes the catch for the out. Klein throw back into the infield, and everybody stays where they are on the base path. One out. Austin Rambo down. A lot of his hits go to that right side, though.
They do, don't they? Tall right-handed hitter. Looks like he'd have a lot of torque to left field, wouldn't he? Doesn't try to pull on the ball.
No.
No. This guy here can hit it out of here, though.
Mike Danielson, he'll pull it. The left fielder. First pitch to Danielson outside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you this afternoon here on KASM. Austin Schindler producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Here's a swing and a miss by Danielson, strike one. Now, Mike today is 0-for-2, lined out to a third. Back in the second inning, struck out in the fourth. He bats here in the sixth, a 1-1 count to Danielson. Runners at first and second. Brad Morgan comes home, and a swing and a miss by Danielson. Strike two, 1-2.
Good changeup, wasn't it?
Yeah. Don, I'm curious here, even on 1-2, and earlier in the count, Aaron Nett chooses to play in on the grass at first.
It's going to keep that runner in check also, but
here's Danielson, a foul at the plate. The count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Jake Rambo at second, Scott Rambo at first. 1-2 the count to Mike Danielson, one out. Brad Morgan taking a lot of time there. Now Danielson calls for time at home plate. Could just about see that coming.
Look at Danielson right here now. He's at 1-2 count. He's choked up on the bat about 2 inches. Just wants to make contact.
Brad Morgan going through a series of signs with Chad. And the pitch, moving inside a ball at 2-2.
That's got to be a tough pitch to lay off of.
Two balls, two strikes. Morgan has struck out four today. He's hit two. Walked two. And a swing and a miss. Danielson's out on strikes. Big strikeout for Brad Morgan. That'll bring Wyatt White to the plate.
Brad gave that little fist pump when he got that one. He was happy to get Mike Danielson out.
And Wyatt White hitting his first at-bat today. Hit by a pitch and then grounded to the second baseman. First pitch called strike, 0-1 to Wyatt White. Morgan to Morgan. Pitches outside a ball and 1-1. Region baseball here on KASM, brought to you by Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in Munich, the Central Minnesota Credit Union, BNS Excavating, Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, and Corky's Bar in Richmond. This pitch gets through the legs of Chad Morgan as it bounce low in the dirt and all the way to the backstop. That'll move the runners to second and third for New London Spicer. And Wyatt White has a count of 2-1. Yeah, it just seems like Brad and Chad are all out of sync here in the sixth inning. It's like totally different from the fifth.
Yes, it is. But he's pitches from getting out of this inning with runners at second and third here. And
2-1, Mitch.
Yeah,
there's a strike called, and 2-2. Two ball, two strikes to White. On the mound, Mergen wheels and deals, and White swings and misses. He's out on strikes. That'll do it for New London Spicer in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. 5.5 innings, it's Farming 5, New London Spicer 1. More to come in a minute here on KASM Albany.
Region Baseball here on KASM, brought to you by the fine folks. We're at Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Frankie's Liquor in Richmond, Scooter's Trucking at Jerry's Firehouse Grill of Richmond. Other sponsors, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, and Queen Bee's Barn Grill Event Center here in Painesville. Chris Wessler leads off the sixth for Farming, a 5-1 Farming lead. And the pitch a little bit low to Wessler, 1-0. Chris so far today, 1-for-1, was hit by a pitch in his last at bat. A little bit low, and 2-0 now to Wessler. There's a strike on the inside corner, and 2-1.
I think Chris took, what, 2 years off from baseball, Randy? Was it?
Wessler, wow. One hop shot to Colts at that third, Van up with it. Across the diamond, 5-3 in the putout. Was that a nice play by Colts?
Yes, it was. Chris Wessler is just a good bat in that Farming lineup. He puts the ball in play, got some power, looks really good again. Nice bat to have back in there, a good veteran player.
Bring Aaron Nett to the plate. Aaron so far today is 0-for-1. Walked in his first at bat. Next strike called, 0-1. Nett pops this one up foul over by the chair seating.
Somebody flipped his hat at it. He thought he could catch it that way.
The ball lands and the hat goes flying.
I think he was going to deflect it.
Nathaniel Sawyer on the mound right now for New London Spicer. 0-2 the count to net, one out. And Aaron will follow this one back and out of play. The count stays 0-2. Mike Schlepper stopped by, said his wife and son are over in Russia. Wife, native of Russia, but they're listening to the region games over there. Swing and a miss at the curveball, and Nett is out on strikes. So quickly, two outs for Farming here in the sixth inning. So Region 15C has gone international, Canada and Russia. And that's what the Internet can do for you. It's really cool. It is really cool. Carlson at the plate, 1-0. Here's a chopper to Jake Rambo at short. Across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout of Carlson, and that'll do it for Farming in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. We have played six innings, Farming leading 5-1. Back with the seventh inning in a minute on KASM Albany. Top of the seventh inning, Josh Soiney will lead it off for you, London Spicer. Jake Damoff, Andrew Bangen to follow. Brad Mergen on the mound. Pitch to Soiney. Strike called and 0-1. The umpire saying, hey, no music. One strike count. Mergen's pitch, and strike two. 0-2 the count to Soiney. Five runs, six hits, no errors for Farming. One run, just three hits, and one error for New London Spicer. It's from Mergen outside of ball in 1-2. Brad Mergen so far today has struck out six, walked two, and hit two, along with giving up the three hits. And he swings and misses. He's down on strikes. Make it seven strikeouts.
Beautiful change up there on that one, Randy. He set him up nicely for that pitch. Kept it up a little bit, changed up on him, and swung through it.
Five of his seven strikeouts have come in the last two and a third.
I think his brother are going to be back on the same page this inning. I think, like you said, the last inning, everything was a little bit different, and looks like they're back in tune again here.
Here's Jake Tamhoff taking the first Mergen pitch for a ball, 1-0. Pitch inside, and 2-0.
How do you lay off a pitch like that, Randy? That's a tough pitch to lay off of, isn't it?
Really is. I mean, that's seemingly coming across the plate. Damoff, check swing. Bouncer over to Klein at second. Joel picks it up and throws to first, and 4-3 on the put up.
Good veteran move by Aaron Nett over there at first base. He was thinking about going after it, and he thought, well, my second baseman gets to it, I'll get back to first. And good call on Aaron's part there.
So two outs, and the number nine hitter, Andrew Bangen, to the plate. Andrew has yet to figure out Brad Mergen today, two strikeouts. And the first pitch from Brad, the ball 1-0. Pitch is called strike in 1-1. Now, Brad actually got to pitch for New London Spicer when he was drafted, when St. Cloud had the region.
That's right. Yes, it is.
And drafted to pitch for the Twins. There's a swing by Bangen and a miss in 1-2. Of course, Brad was not done with college yet at the time. And Bangen will foul it back and out of play. Count stays at 1-2.
No crash.
No crash, though. No work for Leo yet today.
Not today.
Leo's out of body and glass. Beautiful downtown Farming. Banging another late swing where he's following that curveball, though.
Yes, he is. You just can't get a decent swing at it. Though.
His reaction, though, you can tell that he's trying to hit that curveball as it's breaking. One ball, two strikes. Banging will take strike three called on the outside corner, and that'll do it for the Twins in the seventh. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 6.5, Farming 5, and New London Spicer 1. More to come in a minute here on KASM Albany. All right, bottom of the seventh inning. Cody Perret will lead it off for Farming, facing Nathaniel Sawyer, and the first pitch, low for a ball, 1-0. Got a score update. The Sartell Muskies leading St. Joe 8-0. Looks like bottom of the fourth inning. As Foray drills this to Damoff in center. Couple steps back for Jake, and he makes the catch for the out. Nothing yet from Region 11C, where Sacred Heart today is playing over there. Sacred Heart taking on Luxembourg. Here's Joel Klein. Joel, so far today, 2-for-2. And the pitch to Joel, strike call, 0-1.
Boy, Nathaniel's doing his job since he came in on relief here. Pretty much shutting Farming down here. And I kind of go back to wonder, you know, in that third inning, they wouldn't have made that move probably just a little earlier.
Sawyer's given up just one hit so far. That was the first man he faced. Since then has retired the Flames. Klein will follow it off at the plate to count 1-2 to Joel Klein.
I believe his first pitch he threw when he started out there. Base hit.
Taylor Perret.
Yes.
1-2 curveball. Klein will bloop this one over at first. Austin Rambo in foul territory. Right by the bag makes the catch for the out. Here we got some pictures coming from Nathan Terrace. Nathan out at Sioux City, Iowa today. Nathan as his boys taking a picture, he says, a future Chargers listening to the game in Sioux City, Iowa. So thanks for the text, Nate. At the plate, Mitchell Keelan, a count of one ball and one strike. The pitch, and Keelan will follow it at the plate to count one and two. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, no one on for Farming. Thielen drives this down the first baseline. Fair ball past Austin Ramble into the corner. Thielen turn at first, but he's going to hang on there at first base. So Austin Ramble diving for it. And the base umpire making the call that was a fair ball. And it brings up Taylor Parade.
Had a couple of close calls that all played umpire here down the third baseline before when called the throw for what he thought he was in foul territory.
Mm-hmm.
This one was close.
Taylor Parade today is one for two. He was hit by a pitch, scored a run today, and Sawyer's pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Ray back into the box, throw to first, and Keelan back safely. One ball, no strikes, the count to Ferray. With two outs, Taylor will follow it back and out of play, the count 1-1. Now last night, we had an excellent ball game here, a winner's bracket game. Regal defeated Al Rosa 4-0. Chris Beyer, the complete game last night. Also had a solo home run. There were three home runs by Regal in that ball game. A throw to first and Keelan back safely.
Three home runs in the first 10 games, and we had 3-1 game last night by one team.
Sawyer takes a lot of time on the mound, and Bray takes a big swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-2 the count. Up next, it's Richmond and St. Martin in what will be another elimination game. Looks like St. Martin is done with their batting practice. I imagine Richmond showing up now. They took batting practice at their park, probably. As Paray lays off that low breaking ball from Sawyer, the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Throw to first, then Thielen back again. He's not off that far. Two balls, two strikes. So here's pitch, Beret. Chopper to Kalsett, and grabs that two-hopper over to first. Scooped out by Austin Ramble. Nice play on both sides there. 5-3 on the foot out of Beret. That'll do it for Farming here in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played seven. It's Farming 5 at New London Spicer 1. More to come in a minute here on KFM. Top of the eighth inning, reach of 15C Baseball, brought to you by Trappers Pub and Grub and Farming, the Greenwall Pub, Al Rosa Grain and Feed, Grove Mutual Insurance, Pep Sport, Cabrillo Spring Hill, Painesville Chevrolet Buick, State Bank of Richmond, bringing us baseball, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, and Stony Creek Dairy is taking the first pitch. Ben Kaltsev, and a ground ball to Cody Ferre over at third. Cody crosses the diamond, and a 5-3 put out of Ben Kaltsev.
Nice job over there at third base. Forced into action today, Cody Ferray.
As Jake Rambo takes low for a ball, 1-0. And the report we're getting now with Aaron Eink over at third, he was stung by a bee in batting practice today in the eyeball.
Yes.
In the eyeball. So Mary Heinen talked to Aaron's dad, who said the eye is just about swollen shut. So Aaron will not be in action today. Ground ball to short. Taylor Parade up with it. And over to Aaron Nett at first. 6-3 on the putout. I can't imagine that happening.
Yeah. That hurts if he gets stung in the arm and then gets stung in the eye. That's pretty dangerous.
Scott Rambo to the plate. Don, you're looking at these New London Spicer twins. These first two hitters trying to get to Mergen early in the at-bat. Murray getting a little stronger here as he is in the game here.
First pitch to Scott Rambo, a ball 1-0.
Early in this season, I don't know if Brad threw a lot more than seven innings usually in the game. And
chopper down the first baseline. That'll field it in foul territory in the count 1-1. But it'd be interesting to look at the percentages of when hitters get hits against Brad Murray. Is it early in the count? Or, I mean, can you work the count if you're a fairly good hitter and bat with two strikes on you? It would be interesting. Here's a ground ball by Rambo up the middle. Joel Klein will field it. Joel throws to first as he was playing way on the grass. Nice play by Joel at second base, and that'll do it for New London Spicer here in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. 7.5 innings. It's Farming 5, New London Spicer 1. More to come in a minute here on KSN Albany. All right, bottom of the eighth inning. Recent 15C baseball action here on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Daniel Sawyer completing his warm-up pitches, and we're ready to go.
Daniel Sawyer doing his job in relief here. He's keeping Farming in check. London can't mount any offense against Brad Murray here in this game right now. Mustered one run off of him in the third inning, but from there on, he's been lights out.
Brad Murray swings at the first pitch, a pull down the first baseline, and 0-1. Winner of this ball game will play at 4 o'clock again this afternoon against the winner of our next game, St. Martin Richmond. Murray going to check swing at the pitch that's low. They want to appeal, and they're going to say, yes, he did go around on the appeal. And 0-2 to Murray. No balls, two strikes. Here's Murgan lofting one in the right center field. That's the base hit. Fielding it on one hop is Sam up and back into the infield.
Sam actually cut that off barehanded. He didn't even use the glove. It kind of bounced to the side of him a little bit.
They get a pinch runner here for Brad Murgan. But Eric Schmidt
will run for Brad Murgan.
Murgan gets his first hit of the day, and for the Farming Flames, their eighth hit. This is the third hit off of Sawyer. Craig Klein at the plate. Craig 2-for-3 so far today. And grounds foul down the third baseline, 0-1. Well, it's one strike to Klein. He's got a single, a double. Got three RBIs. That big double cleared the bases in the third inning, and right now that stands as the game breaker right now. It really opened this one up. Throw to first, and Schmidt back safely. Yeah, that was an inning where Patrick Courtney struggled with finding the plate. He hit three men in the third inning. Klein looks to bunt, and he'll pop it up foul. Back on the grandstand roof, and the count 0-2 to Craig Klein.
Kind of sounded like a bowling ball coming off the grandstand into boom, 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 boom.
It did.
Like that rock you throw, Randy, that oversized bowling ball.
That one that ends up in the ditch. Schmidt takes a lead over at first. Nobody out for Farming, bottom of the eighth inning, and the throw to first. It gets away from Austin Rambo, and Schmidt decided not to take off for second base as that bounced real nice off that side fence.
There isn't a lot of room there. Kind of a little bit of a hill incline.
On to the count to Craig Klein. Sawyer comes home, and Klein lofts this one foul down the third base line, and that might have gone out of play. Long foul ball by Craig Klein. Oh, to the count. Schmidt leads from first. Final take outside a ball.
Why is a good pitch, wasn't
it? 1-2.
For an 0-2 count.
Didn't miss by much.
Well, he did.
Throw to first and back safely is Schmidt. One ball, two strikes. Sawyer's pitch. Klein will follow it up at the plate again. Count stays 1-2.